Track 16.
Number 1. I'm so pleased I investigated some local customs before my last trip to Japan. It was an important meeting for our company and I went with my boss, so I wanted to understand the local customs. I asked my boss for his experiences and he gave me some useful tips. But this website taught me all the most important customs for Japanese people in formal, professional settings. Fortunately, it was a big success and the clients were very happy with our company's proposal.
Number 2. I had a very embarrassing moment with some international friends recently. I think they felt offended because I arrived an hour late for a birthday celebration at their house. I had no idea that you need to arrive on time and be punctual for even informal invitations. When I arrived there, they believed that I was angry with them and that's why I was late. I explained our customs to them, and I think they felt less offended at the end.
Number 3. On my recent trip to England, I had a delicious meal in a traditional restaurant. The service was exceptional and everybody was so kind. That's why I wanted to give a generous tip for this excellent gastronomical experience. The bill was £40 and I gave a tip of £15, but the waiter felt uncomfortable and he didn't want to receive it. He explained to me that tips were not necessary, and again he wanted to return the money to me. Another waiter also spoke to me and said that the tip wasn't necessary. I think they felt bad because tips aren't common there, but I wanted to show my appreciation.
Number 4. I felt really embarrassed because on a recent trip to Greece, I was talking with a person in a shop. We were having a friendly conversation and he recommended me some good places to visit, and places to buy some good quality clothes at cheap prices. Without thinking, I gave him the okay sign with my hands, and I immediately noticed that his facial expression changed. I didn't know that this is offensive in Greece.
Number 5. During a tour of Europe last summer, we experienced some unfortunate cultural misunderstandings. My brother learned some useful phrases in the local languages, which really helped us to communicate with the local people when we needed to ask for directions or help. We visited lots of important cultural and historical sites. However, one day, we were visiting some beautiful ruins of an ancient building, when I noticed that the people were looking at us in a strange way. I thought that my brother said something offensive, but we were walking in a religious temple in shorts. This is obviously very rude, but we didn't notice. The weather was so hot there during the summer, so we were wearing shorts and t-shirts every day, which is fine normally. But not in religious building. I felt really bad about this.
Number 6. I remember a funny experience on my recent trip abroad. I was having a snack in a local cafe with my friend. We asked for the bill, but I didn't want to cause offense and not tip enough. So, I asked the waiter how much to tip. I thought that the tip was 5%, so I gave a tip of just $1 because the bill was $20. The waiter looked angry and I felt worried. So, I asked him again and he explained that the tip was $5, not 5%. That was embarrassing, but it's good that I asked him before I left.